morning sickness. Morning sickness.
It's time for Brady to entertain us all. It's called the Entertainment Drill. Brady Entertainment.
It's brought to you by Porkopolis Barbecue in Chandler and Scottsdale. Go in and have the $7 lunch special. It's delicious.
Even if it's out of the way, barbecue's closer.
Right. If barbecue's closer, Brady will. If you say, look, I skip barbecues to come here, it's free. Free meal today for everybody who skips other places and proves it.
This is why Hammy hates you.
That's exactly why. But you know what? He's got two stores because of me. Because of my great ideas and these people that show up that wouldn't normally have shown up. I bring you people that don't normally show up. Sure, you got to buy them one meal. But if your food's any good, they'll come back. And it's good. So I got the confidence in your restaurant you don't have, which is you can give one free meal away like a drug dealer. They're going to buy the next bag.
Yeah, it works out pretty good.
Of course it does. So if you're that, what was that guy's name? Ryan or Bill? Was it Bill? Bill was the crazy one.
Jeff.
Jeff.
His name was Jeff.
Jeff. Say, I'm Jeff. Bobby Q's is very close to my home, but I chose Porkopolis today. That's free meal.
You got to say it to Brady when he's there.
Right. And Brady, I would just dodge the restaurant today. There's an easy way around all this. By the way, before you go on, I got an email from a guy who says, please don't say my name on the air, but I've been listening to the podcast the last couple days, and I keep hearing you talk about someone in your office named Beth. And I've always wondered if it was the Beth I know, because she's insane, and I can picture everything you're saying. Finally figured out that, yes, indeed, it is the Beth that I know, and you nail it every time you talk about her. She's crazy. Thank you. So her husband's awesome, by the way. I can't say that guy's name because I don't know how close they are. But yes.
You sure that wasn't her husband?
That's enough confirmation I need to prove that the whole world knows that Beth downstairs is bipolar and insane. Got 10 more minutes, by the way, to text 97936, Piston Hurricane. One word, you might win a car. Brady, I'm sorry. I had all this stuff to talk about. Go ahead.
It's all right. OJ is sweating that his July 20th parole hearing will be a media circus and that officials could deny his release because of the press scrutiny that's happening.
So he's asking the media to please be respectful of him?
Yeah.
Please, if you could just keep it down a little bit.
It's going to mess up with the process. He just wants to go in there. Let me have it.
Let the juice get free. Then we'll talk. Or I will kill you.
He's been a model citizen up there. He's the king of that jail. So
Jeffrey Felix is a former Lovelock prison guard who describes the prison as a cruise ship with barbed wire. And he says he's OJ's prison BFF.
Yeah.
He's got a book coming out, Guarding the Juice. He said the juice is really concerned about this July 20th media circus.
Guarding the Juice sounds like a bad job at a Greek restaurant.
I know. We talked about it this morning a little bit, but the big trade yesterday for the Chicago Cubs.
We get it.
That broke the news was a Reddit.
Yeah, did you see his name?
Yeah, I saw.
It's pretty sweet. This is the dude who broke the trade news on Twitter or Reddit,
yeah,
right? Yeah,
Reddit. Wetbutt23.
Yeah.
Alias is Katy Perry's booty hole.
And some people are saying that it's one of the GM, like it could either be Rick Hahn or Theo Epstein, that's because they have.
They're Wetbutt23?
Well, they have side.
But they would release it as Wetbutt23. Rather than just as Dave Smith, which would draw no attention
to
Wetbutt.
Well, there's rumors that a lot of people in baseball do that.
That they come up with
they really are.
Obscene names and Michael Jordan's number. Okay.
Because you know they got to be so PC in MLB, so that's a way around it.
Why Wetbutt, though? That's
even you sound like you're a 12-year-old.
True.
And then you're breaking baseball news and like Rick Hahn and Theo could get together and go, all right, you do it on yours, I'll do it on mine.
Knock it out on Wetbutt23, and I'll hit Krusty B-hole, I suppose.
After you got the deal done, and you want to break the news instead of giving it to some jackass on CBS or something.
But aren't you doing that by making Wetbutt give the news to them?
It's just kind of an F you to the media, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess maybe.
Yeah, because those guys take that crap so seriously.
I have it on good authority that the Suns have just made a trade because I talked to the... Yeah, you're right. You don't want that guy telling.
They're weird about it.
Bosses tell me. Because I'm very tight with the GM. I can't say who it is.
One of the guys, it was during a commercial break on ESPN. He turned to all the hosts and told them, can you make sure that you say that I broke the news?
Yeah.
Like they... It's some badge of honor.
Yeah, that they get. Well, they do get some sort of credit. Like later when they break news, their credibility's better if they do
well,
get
their
credit
name is everywhere. Like right. It'll say John Heyman says this. So like if you're a GM and you want to say F you to them.
I'm Wet Butt 23 did it.
So Wet Butt 23 broke the news.
Hmm.
I think more of them should do it.
My name's Seed Key. I wanted to say the other thing.
I'm Seed Key 1.
The Emmy nominees were announced yesterday. The Emmy-nees. Right.
Speaking is very difficult for you this week.
The Emmy nominees were announced.
The what? The enemies have been announced?
No,
helmet!
I said that after.
Merchandise! Frogs! Word!
There's a word avalanche alert, ladies and gentlemen. What are you saying?
The Emmy nominees were announced yesterday, and there were some snubs going on. Like, for the first time since Jimmy Fallon took over The Tonight Show.
No.
It was left out of the variety talk show series category.
And Colbert's in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's killing it.
And then, you know, SNL got a ton of...
Yeah. Made a big year.
And it's all political, and that's the same with the talk shows. The ones that really attacked a lot of the politics are the ones that got the nominations. The other snubs, comedians and cars getting coffee, The Good Fight, The Big Bang Theory, Mr. Robot, The Young Pope, which was HBO. But
I don't even know how you keep up with how many TV shows there are. Like 6 billion channels, 6 billion outlets. There, I don't know like what. How do you can nominate anything? There's 77,000 shows.
Of course, Miley Cyrus says she's been dressing more like a normal person recently.
Right.
Because she was starting to feel sexualized.
Yeah, that was our fault, by the way. When she was naked on that wrecking ball, we weren't supposed to sexualize that, I guess. And when she was dry-humping Robin Thicke.
The VMAs in 2013.
We were the bad guys for not understanding.
Twerked all over
them. That was art. And the time that she grabbed her vagina and started to smack it on stage, that was her... You know, being a, you know, she's trying to express her religious views.
She's a hypocrite.
And we were the ones who were making it all sexual. We're bad people. And now she's got to dress different because we're so weird. Sorry, Miley.
We heard earlier this week that Steve Whitmire would no longer be voicing Kermit the Frog.
Mm-hmm.
He just revealed he got canned. And he's still not clear why. A guy named Matt Vogel, again, he's taking over for him. He was the guy that played Kermit's enemy, the Russian. I forgot in the Muppets movie.
Okay,
you're laughing at my pace.
I have no idea what you're saying.
Matt Vogel was the guy that.
Okay,
yeah, that voice.
Don't yell at me.
The Russian enemy.
Yeah, all right, it's not going better. You just repeated that terrible sentence again.
This entertainment drill.
This is horrifying.
That's right.
It's chapped me because I'm trying to figure out the name of that frog.
Well, yeah. Well, before you
there's
say
a frog
it,
in my throat.
All right. Is it Russian? Because if he'll pop out, he could say his name and we get over this nightmare.
He also did Rizzo the Rat and Beaker.
Right. The guy who's been fired or the enemy?
Matt Vogel did, who played the Russian frog.
Was he nominated?
The evil Russian frog.
Nominated for an enemy or?
No, he's got an enemy, a nominee.
Oh, man. You almost dipped out of your chair. Say that again. Enemy Menominee. All right, Menominee so falls. I don't know what you're saying, but Kermit was fired.
Yeah.
And he has an enemy frog that will be taking his place.
Yes.
So, okay. The enemy frog got him fired, perhaps?
Maybe.
The voice of the enemy frog is now going to be Kermit.
Yes.
And the enemy frog.
Yeah, he
What's
will.
His name?
Matt Vogel.
That's the replacement guy.
Yeah.
Okay. And the guy who's been fired is?
Steve Whitmire. Okay.
That was easy.
The people I don't
he lives
care
in
about.
Menominee no Falls, Wisconsin. Right.
The Emmy nominee from Menominee? Okay. I'm going to take a nap after that. All right. Well, thank you for that. All you folks that were on bated breath, forget the whole Trump-Russia scandal. We had a frog-Russia scandal. Now we know. The Muppets are safe. We got ourselves Guadalupe Squares coming up in just moments, everybody. That's going to be tickets to go see Steve-O or Colin Jost. You can pick them. We got a whole bunch of those sitting on both sides. And maybe even a couple little surprises up our sleeves. You still got a minute or two to text away 97936 Piston Hurricane, and then Toledo's going to start making phone calls and give you guys Metallica tickets and a shot at our beautiful car, Whiplash, the Dodge Challenger that we've got in our front lot. 602-260-9800. That's the phone number. The Guadalupe Squares are coming up next. It's 98 KUPD.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me.